This is an inspirational thought for Monday, September 20th. The number is 2231.
4, 3, 2, 1.
A man of unusual height and muscle, Pastor Joseph Bauer was active in construction of church buildings in addition to his pastoral work. Because of his strength, he found it easy to forget the comparative weakness of others. One day, wanting to move a steel beam weighing about 300 pounds, he called to his son, "Grab the other end and we'll move it over." His son, smaller than his dad, ended up in the hospital with a strained back. It's comforting to know that our Heavenly Father doesn't forget our weaknesses. He knows exactly what we can take and will never allow us to be loaded down with more than we can bear. And we can count on it. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. That's Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, September 21st. The number is 2232.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Watching the installation of the first telegraph lines in the Shetland Islands, a businessman turned to a man beside him and said, "When this is finished, we'll be able to send a message 200 miles or more and get an answer within an hour." The other man, thinking of Isaiah chapter 65, replied, "Did you ever hear of getting an answer before the message is sent?" The businessman looked dumbfounded. Little did he realize the biblical truth behind the reply. God reads our hearts and always knows our needs. Often, even as we're praying, the desired blessing is on the way. Yes, prayer is faster than any modern means of communication. So let's use it often. Discover the Word. Read Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 through 23. That's Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 through 23. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, September 22nd. The number is 2233.
4, 3, 2, 1.
During the American Civil War, a farmer was drafted for the Union Army. His wife had died, and he was the sole support for his young children. But then, an unmarried man in town came to his home and offered to take his place. The farmer accepted the offer only to have his friend shot and killed in the first battle. Upon hearing the news, he went and brought back the body and buried his friend and had these words engraved on the headstone: "He died for me." Well, that's a touching story, but the truth of the gospel is that Jesus gave his life for us while we were his enemies. And if Christ died for us while we were enemies, how much more will the living Christ do for us now that he made us his friends? Discover the Word. Read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. That's Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, September 23rd. The number is 2234.
4, 3, 2, 1.
British pastor Michael Green helped to lead a soldier to Christ, but before he had the opportunity to disciple him, his friend was shipped off to serve in Africa. Well, Green was concerned because he wanted him to grow in his faith. It was with a feeling of great relief that Green heard from his army buddy, because he was growing spiritually and leading Bible studies. It was a wonderful confirmation to Green that the Holy Spirit of God helps where no human help is possible. He discovered that the Holy Spirit makes the truth of God's Word known to new believers when they study it. Maybe you have a loved one that lives miles from you, and you're concerned about their spiritual growth. Well, take heart. If they're willing, God's Spirit will teach them and give them the mind of Christ. Discover the Word. Read 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 through 27. That's 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 through 27. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, September 24th. The number is 2235.
4, 3, 2, 1.
After World War I, hundreds of shell-shocked French soldiers couldn't remember who they were. The military's records were so faulty that they were no help. So someone suggested an identification rally to be held in Paris. Well, on that day of the rally, thousands gathered, and one by one, the bewildered soldiers mounted the high platform and anxiously asked, "Please, can somebody tell me who I am?" The importance of personal identity cannot be exaggerated. But immeasurably more important is our spiritual identity. God identifies us in His Word as either unforgiven aliens, self-excluded from His household by our own sin and unbelief, or as children of God, belonging to His family by faith in Jesus Christ. What's your spiritual identity? Discover the Word. Read Ephesians chapter 2. That's Ephesians chapter 2. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Monday, September 27th. The number is 2236.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And we think we have trouble. Well, it's easy to lose the right perspective when we look at our world and see the things that are going on. If difficulties make us wish for the good old days, we haven't read about the really old days that the prophet Joel was talking about. Locust had ravaged the land, the entire agricultural base, the lifeblood of the economy was wiped out. At a time when many must have been shaking their fists in God's face, Joel told the people that it was time to go into the house of the Lord and pray. And that's always the answer. When there's trouble in the land, our only recourse is to turn to God. No matter what happens today, that should be our number one strategy. Discover the Word. Read the book of Joel, chapter 1. That's Joel, chapter 1. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, September 28th. The number is 2237.
4, 3, 2, 1.
A 16-foot shark left a couple of 2-inch-long teeth and more than 30 gashes in a small Japanese fishing boat. According to a Tokyo news release, the lone 71-year-old fisherman beat off the attacking shark with a long wooden pole. Well, as Christians, we're often attacked by our spiritual enemy. James said, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." But how? Certainly not with a stick. What will discourage him? Well, just before saying, "resist the devil," James admonishes us to submit to God. Victory over Satan is won not by shouting and swinging, but by submitting to the only one who can deal with the enemy of our souls. Discover the Word. Read Job chapter 1. That's Job chapter 1. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, September 29th. The number is 2238.
4, 3, 2, 1.
During an operation, an experienced surgeon asked a young intern, "Who is the most important person in this operating room?" While the intern searched for an appropriate answer, "I suppose it would be one of these nurses who assists you." The surgeon shook his head and said, "No, the most important individual in this room is the patient." It's possible to overlook the obvious. In personal Bible study, it's easy to forget that the most important element is you. Whether you find profit or not depends on your attitude. Approach the Bible with a sense of your own need and with humility. Study it to discover what God has said. The Bible was meant for you, and Bible study is meant not merely to inform, but to transform. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 1. That's Psalm 1. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, September 30th. The number is 2239.
4, 3, 2, 1.
At Valley Forge, George Washington and his troops were desperate, so an appeal was made for help to the government of Pennsylvania. Hearing of Washington's need, Jacob DeHaven, a private citizen, loaned him $50,000 in gold and $400,000 in supplies. After the war, DeHaven wasn't repaid. Now his descendants are trying to collect on the loan that, compounded at 6% daily, amounts to $141.6 billion. In reality, all the money in the world could never repay DeHaven for saving the cause of American freedom. There's another debt we owe that we can never repay. It's the price Jesus paid to give us liberty from our sins. And in return, he wants nothing except our faith, our gratitude, and our obedience. Discover the Word. Read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, October 1st. The number is 2240.
4, 3, 2, 1.
No one can escape the principle that we reap what we sow. A troublemaker rode his bike into an inner city park and began telling people to ignore the law and steal because no one should be poor while others are rich. Well, a few minutes later, he discovered his bike was gone. Infuriated, he shouted, "Where's the bum who stole my bicycle?" How true are the words of Job. Those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. Lord, help us to treat others the way we would like to be treated. May we remember to sow today what we want to reap tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Discover the Word. Read Judges chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. That's Judges chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station.